So inspired by Ms. Hazel and just different ones who said, you know what, I'm going to maintain my physical body. I'm going to be intentional about it. Amen. And so this is a good way to be intentional about your physical health. This is something serious, right? We talked about our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have a working body, then how are you going to be effective for the kingdom of God? And so taking care of your body is very important. Taking care of your money is very important. But today we want to talk about being intentional about your faith. Amen. And so what does that look like this morning? So what is faith? Does anybody know what faith is? Nobody knows what faith. Well, good. We're going to learn about faith today. This is church, right? So we have faith. We believe in God. Faith, according to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. You're hoping for something that you don't quite see yet, right? And you're believing that it will take place. What it is that you are hoping for. We are hoping that one day we will be with the Lord, right? And that we will spend eternity with our God. And that one day he's going to come back. He's going to grab his bride and bring us away, right? And he's coming back for his church. We don't see it, but we believe it, right? Now, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we have like this, it's almost like the hall of fame of these heroes of the faith. And in verse 7, it talks about Noah. Anybody know who Noah is? He was a boat builder. I can relate to Noah. I love boats, and I had a chance to work on boats. It says in verse 7 that by faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. And so whenever Noah lived in a time where he did not see flooding and torrential rains, God tells him that he is about to wipe out the earth. He was tired of the sin, and it was really disgusting sin that was going on during that time, and the Lord just had enough of it. And so Noah believed God. Thank God that Noah believed God, and that he was intentional about building an ark. Anybody ever built anything before? Did you just build it by accident? Did you just like throw a bunch of wood together and boom, out came this beautiful thing? No, you're very intentional about whatever it is that you built. Maybe you even designed it out. Maybe you drew it out. You had the plans and you bought specific lumber. And you were very intentional about building whatever it is that you were building. And so Noah was very intentional in building this massive ark that was going to host all the animals of the earth, two by two, that they began to come. And so Noah was intentional in building this ark. Not just at the beginning, you know, it's one thing to start a project, but he was intentional all the way through. And I'm sure people were laughing at him and mocking him. Hey, Noah, what you building over there, you know? They'd never seen anything like it. And they mocked me to begin to scorn. But yet he was intentional even in the midst of all of that. Don't you know that as a Christian, as a believer, you will be mocked in this life. You will be ridiculed for your faith in God. Will you be intentional in those moments? Will you say, you know what? No, I'm standing on the promises of God. I believe his word. I'm going to be intentional about my faith. Amen. If we look at verse 8, we find another hero of the faith. It says, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. And so imagine, if you will, if the Lord called you to pack up all your belongings, to gather up your family, and to move, and you know not where you are going. This is the extent of what God was asking Abraham to do. So how many of you would be willing to do that? Yeah, sure, God, we'll pack it all up. Let's load the horses, let's load the trucks, whatever it is that we have at the time. Let's pack it all up, and let's just go. That's faith. That's incredible amount of faith, just to believe that God was going to lead him to a better place. And don't you know that as he stepped out in faith, that he was very intentional about moving his family. He was intentional about moving his possessions to a place that he knew not. But he was very intentional about his faith. And don't you know that the Lord led him to the promised land, that the land that God had promised him, the land of Canaan. Now, and so we look at these heroes of the faith, and you continue through chapter 11, you'll find many, many more. But what we find is that each one of these heroes of the faith, they hoped in something that they did not yet see. And so that is what faith is. You're hoping in something, you're believing in something that they did not quite see. Now, we believe that God created the heavens and the earth, that he formed what we see out of nothing, right? And so that takes faith to believe that, right? That from nothing came something. But we believe it because it's in the Word of God. And so by faith, we see it. And so having faith is not always seeing it come to place, but believing God for it, amen? Believing that God is able, that God is able to do abundantly and above all that you can even ask or think. It takes faith. So just as in the case of Noah, God provided a means of salvation for him and his family, you know, by building this boat, so do we believe that God has arranged for us a means of salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. We receive it by faith. Amen. That we believe that Jesus died on the cross and he rose from the dead. And it sounds crazy to those who are living in the world, to those who are in their sins, to those who are in their folly. It sounds crazy that we believe such things, but we're going to be intentional about our faith. It's in the Bible and we believe it, right? And so we believe that God has made a way where you can be forgiven of your sins, where you can confess him as your Lord and your Savior, and you don't have to bear the guilt and the shame of your sins anymore, that he forgives you. He casts your sin as far as the east is from the west. We believe it by faith. Just as Abraham, we believe that God is leading us to the promised land, that one day we're going to spend forever with God. We're going to be with him. We're going to see him face to face. We're going to be with God's people. And so we hold on to these promises, and we do so by faith. Amen. Now, there are many aspects of faith in which we have many responsibilities. For example, it is our duty and our responsibility to begin to pray. How many of you guys have a consistent prayer life? Where are you spending time with the Lord? You know, are you intentional about spending time with the Lord? Are you intentional about setting aside a time every day and praying to him and letting him speak to you? And you're speaking to him. You know, this is so important for our walk with the Lord. You can't expect to accidentally walk by faith. Amen. You have to be intentional. And so there's other areas in which we are to be intentional. We talked about fasting. Matt talked about fasting. I encourage you, if you've never fasted before, every Monday we fast. And so if you in this place, and you're like, you know what, maybe I will fast. Fast with us, you know, in the spirit. And to say, you know what, I'm just going to fast. Maybe it's one meal. Maybe it's two meals. Maybe it's a whole week of going without meals. Whatever it is that the Lord would call you to do, that you would begin to add fasting and you would be intentional. Again, you're not going to accidentally fast. I mean, unless you're like, you could accidentally fast if you're working and you're busy and you just kind of forget about eating. That happens to me sometimes. And my wife's like, Ted, you're really skinny. You need to eat some food. I'm like, yes, ma'am. And so sometimes I forget. Sometimes I fast accidentally. But we're going to be intentional about fasting, right? We're going to add intentionality to our fasting. What about worship? Whenever you come into a place like this, like a public assembly, are you intentional about worshiping the Lord? You know, do you come with a heart of expectation? God, I'm coming. Yes, Lord, I've had a rough week. Yes, God, there's a lot on my mind. But I'm going to come with some intentionality. I'm going to lift my hands. I'm going to surrender my heart to the Lord. I'm going to be intentional about worshiping the Lord. What about reading the scriptures? We have a Bible plan that is in your bulletin, and it's also on the app. You can go to the app, and it will bring you to the Bible plan. Are you intentionally reading God's word and getting God's word on the inside of you? You know, going back to that eating thing, you know, if you only ate one time a week, that would be pretty hard, right? It would be difficult on your body. And the same is true with the Word of God. If you're only reading the bread of life, if you're only reading the Word of God once a week, on Sunday mornings, it's not enough to sustain you. You need God's Word in you each and every day. You must be intentional about that. And so join the reading plan. We have Bible study, and we have small groups and different things that we're going to talk about a little bit later. But be intentional about being together with other believers. Another aspect is evangelism. The Lord has called us to go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, teaching them, you know, about the things of God. And so are you intentional about sharing your faith? These are all disciplines of the Christian life. What about confessing of your sins? You know, you messed up, you blew it. You feel like, oh, man, I really blew it this time. The Bible says confess your sins. Are you in this discipline of confessing your sins? God, I need your forgiveness again. Forgive me, oh Lord, and you confess your sins. What about service? Are you serving in the local church? Are you serving or using your talents, your abilities, your giftings that the Lord has placed in your life? Are you being intentional about serving in the church? What about journaling? A person who does this really well is Mr. Jeremy Smith. And just writing down the things that God shows you throughout that day, writing down, maybe even what got some prayers that the Lord has already answered, and you're going back through your journal, and it's like, man, I remember praying for that. And the Lord answered that prayer, and it just becomes a joy and a renewal in your life. Hospitality and fellowship and self-denial or other disciplines of the faith. But these things don't happen accidentally. We have to be intentional about our faith. Now, whenever I think of this word intentionality, there's no one who is more intentional than Jesus. Amen. In the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 32 to 34, it says this. It says, "And they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and they were amazed, and those who followed were afraid. And taking the 12 again, he began to tell them what was going to happen to him, saying, 'See, we are going to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man,'" talking about himself, "'will be delivered over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him over to the Gentiles, and they will mock him and spit on him and flog him and kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise.'" Jesus, knowing exactly what was going to take place to him, tells the disciples, "We're heading to Jerusalem regardless. This is going to happen to me. This, you know, I'm going to be mocked. I'm going to be beaten. They're even going to kill me, but we're going anyway." If that's not intentionality, knowing the consequences, but saying, you know what, this is what God has called me to do. It was so that the scriptures may be fulfilled. It was for the joy that was set before him that he would endure the cross, as Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 tells us. In fact, let's just read that. It says, "Looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God." Intentionality. He was intentional. And part of this in his telling of his disciples was to prepare them. In other words, he was telling them, "Look, all this is about to happen to me. I want you to be ready so that whenever I'm taken away from you, that this gospel, this message of the cross will continue, and it will continue to impact those around you. Because I'm about to leave you," just as he said he would. "But I want you to be prepared." Jesus, again, was very intentional. In preparing his disciples, he was very intentional about the mission that God had for him. And he wouldn't let anything persuade him otherwise. So with intentionality, he goes to Jerusalem. I consider our own selves. And, you know, I'm not judging anybody, but do we have that same intentionality? Like, you know, it's a rainy day on a Sunday morning. I'm like, well, I really don't feel like going to church. It's not that important, you know. The game comes on at 12, so, you know, it's cutting it close. And so, I mean, you know, there's a lot going on here. And so we begin to make excuses, right? Like, oh, well, I really don't want to. It's raining. There might be a gator on the road. There might be, you know, this whatever excuses that we can come up with, you know. We come up with all kind of stuff. Gators, I mean, I don't know. You know, what about our daily devotions? You know, we have like, oh, God, I'm just so tired. You know, my body is just so wiped out. I don't feel like spending time with you this morning. I don't feel like reading my word. I don't feel like praying to you. I'm just so tired, God, you know, and as if our excuses could make up for our lethargy. What about, you know, well, God, it's just too much of an inconvenience to help my neighbor. So, I'm not going to do that either. You know, I don't want to do that. It's just too inconvenient, God. You know, it's all about my comfort, right, Lord? It's all about me being happy and my comfort, and that puts me out of my comfort zone. I'm not going to do that. What about fear that keeps us from telling others about Jesus? You know, like, God, they're going to laugh at me. They're going to think I'm stupid. They're going to think I'm retarded or whatever it may be. I'm not going to tell anybody about Jesus either. I'm going to let this fear keep me. So we're not very intentional in our fellowship with other believers. We're not intentional about our daily devotions. We're not intentional about helping our neighbors. We're not intentional about our faith, about sharing our faith with others. We're not intentional whenever we come together in a place of worship. Like, oh, someone's walking out of the church. Where are they going? They got some Kool-Aid out there or something? I mean, what's going on? They got, you know, and so we're like so distracted. There's no intentionality whenever we come to the house of the Lord. And so Jesus, every time that we think of our petty things that we go through, we always consider the life of Jesus, knowing what he would face, knowing that he would be persecuted, condemned to death. So, you know what? I know it's about to get hard, but you know what? I'm going to do it anyway. It makes everything just seem so petty whenever we consider the life of Jesus, you know, some of the excuses that we come up with. But how many of you guys know that God is a God of love, amen, and that God forgives, that God is a gracious God? And if you have been guilty of any of these things, that the Lord will give you grace and he will give you strength and he will help you in these areas, amen? Amen. He will help you to be intentional about your faith. He will help you to be intentional about meeting with other believers. In fact, this is what we really want to kind of hone in on at the remaining part of the service. And so I'd like for you guys just to welcome up my wife. You know, here at Hope Community Church, we have three words. Our mission statement is, we have three words: restore, disciple, and serve. And so we believe that we're intentional about being restored into a right relationship with God. And so we believe this can happen on a Sunday morning. It's not limited to Sunday mornings, but it can happen on a Sunday mornings. We are intentional about making disciples who will make disciples. And so, again, this takes place in our small groups, in our Wednesday nights, where we're learning the things of God. We want to be intentional in our faith. And then finally, we want to get everyone to a place where they're intentional about serving in the house of the Lord. And so the word disciple, just real quick, a disciple is not only a student, but a follower. Hence, they are spoken of as imitators of their teacher. And so we are called upon by the author of the writer of Hebrews to be an imitator of Christ, to have that same intentionality in our disciplines of the faith. And so my wife here wants to just kind of talk to you guys about how we can be intentional with small groups.
Awesome. Can I have a couple leaders? I need everybody to have one of these papers in their hand. So a couple people that will just help us quickly. I'm going to grab one myself. We want you to be intentional. Everybody say intentional. about your faith, about your faith in God. We're going to offer to you this week. I know a lot of you stayed healthy last week. I love the pictures that I am seeing online of you guys walking and elliptical and all those things. But this week, our intentionality is that we are going to join a small group. And so we want to explain small groups here at Hope Community, and we're going to be intentional. That's why you're getting a paper right now. Because if we ask you to go to a table, half of you will and half of you won't. And the good news is if you turn this in today, you will get your name put in a chance for a $100 Visa card at Hope Community, or you can get one of these beautiful shirts for $5. We have a sale today if you join a small group. We're not promoting, but we are promoting. And so $5 is a good deal for these shirts. We want you to join a small group because you will be intentional. I love small groups, so many that happen here, because this is where our faith grows, inside of a small group. So we want to explain to you on the papers, put your name, put your phone number. Anybody didn't get one, raise your hand. If you have a pen, anybody didn't get one? Great. So here's how we're going to do this. I'm going to call up some people. They're going to explain their small group, and it's sort of going to be intentional. That way you can put a face and a name to the group that you're actually joining. I'm going to start this morning with Reach Team. I don't do Reach Team here at Hope Community. Actually, Miss Tina does, but I am speaking on and about the Reach Team. The Reach Team only requirement is that you join our membership class, do membership first steps, and the Reach Each team has an usher. As you can see, we have greeters at the front door. We have welcome desk, media team that does our back, sound team, worship team is our on-stage group. We are always looking for musicians and singers. They do have to try out, and you do have to go through the membership class and be with us for 6 months to be a part of the worship team. Hope Cafe happens at 9 o'clock on Sundays right next door. It is popping all the time, free coffee, a lot of times free donuts, and we need people to help us to serve back there. We have Kids Church happening right behind us. Probably 20 to 30 kids are in that room right now, learning about Jesus. And we need your help to help us to come to a place where those students can learn about Jesus. Again, that one is a 6-month requirement being here at Hope Community. Nursery, oh my goodness. Sometimes there's 3 kids, and sometimes it feels like there are 23 kids in nursery. And so just a blessing. Children are a gift. And if you are gifted in nursery, we will use your gifting right here, be a part. If you have already been at Hope Community for a while, we welcome you to help us. So all you have to do is circle one of those things and say, you know what, I'm going to start serving. I'm going to be intentional in my faith with a small group, and that's the Reach Team. Now, I'm going to call up our Wednesday night crowd. So I know that's Miss Tina and Ted. Mr. Lynn is our youth pastor, and I think we have a video from him. So we're going to show you what happens on Wednesday nights here. On Wednesday nights, we have so many people. I think we average from 70 to 90 people on a Wednesday night, which is unheard of on Wednesday nights, between our youth group and our men's Bible study and our women's Bible study. Mr. Lynn is at drill right now, so he sent a video for you guys. This is our youth group called Momentum Teens. It's available every Wednesday night from 12 and to 18 years old. Check this out.
Hey guys, youth pastor Folk Community here. If you're from 12 to 18, we have a place for you. We have a youth group for you. We go to a lot of camps. We go to a lot of conferences, all different things like that, all different kinds of games and events. What we do every week is we meet with God on Wednesdays at 6:30. So if that's something that you want to do and you want to meet with God every week, come join us.
Is a lamp unto my Your way is the only way for me. It's a narrow road that leads to life, but I want to be on it. It's a narrow road, and the mercy's wide, 'cause you're good on your promise. I'll take you out to
Oh, that's every Wednesday. If Miss Tina and Ted, if you'll come up and share about your groups, that y'all, all my kids are in youth. My youngest three, the others aged out, and so it is a blessing. It is a blessing. Every day they go to camp. I encourage you. The world is hard. If you're asking for, you can drop off neighborhood kids, and we'll take them all. We'll take any 12 to 18 year old and just pour into them the life of God. Happens every Wednesday. Another group that happens every Wednesday at 6:30 is the men's group, which has been growing like I think there's like barely any seating left. So Pastor Ted leads that.
Amen. Yeah, we're gonna need another building. we had about 15 men that showed up to Wednesday night this past Wednesday. Yeah. Amen. Kudos to the men out there, men who are stepping up, being the men of God. I'm so proud of you. I couldn't ask for a better group. So anyway, if you're not familiar with it, what we do, lately we have been watching a short video clip, and then we kind of discuss it. And it's really neat to see different people's inputs and see their perspective on it and where they are in life. We pray with one another, and it's just a real encouraging time. Right now we're going through the book of Titus. And so we encourage you to come and be a part.
That meets in the first classroom. And again, I was telling our membership class this morning, if you can't make it every Wednesday, it's okay. But be intentional and try to make it as many Wednesdays as you can. On the flip end, in this conference room right next door is the Women of Purpose.
Yes, and before I forget, there's one thing we left off the REACH team, and that's our van drivers. We really do need van drivers, so that's something that if you can, if you're, what is it, 21?
25.
25 or yeah. Over, and would love to. We would love to have you if you can help us out with that. So our women's group is just wonderful. We have a great group of ladies. As Tara said, we meet next door in the women's fellowship room. And our Bible studies can be either topical, like right now we're doing a boundaries Bible study, which is so applicable. We all need to set healthy boundaries, right? So we're learning about that, and we just started. We'll be doing session 2 this Wednesday, so you can hop in on that. We might do a book study. We recently finished covering the Gospel of Luke, or it could be a character study. We've gone over Job and Jonah, and it's just wonderful. And it's all to be discipled, where we learn who we are in Christ. We learn what our purpose is. We fellowship. We learn to be accountable, and we grow in our faith so that we can love and serve others, and that's what it's all about, right? So join us in our women's group.
Amen. Amen. So that's every Wednesday at 6:30. And the beautiful thing for that is childcare is provided. We have Hope Kids going on as well as nursery. So there's no excuses. You can just come with your whole family or whoever's available. And again, that's every Wednesday. Now, we also have some serving and specialized groups. And so I'm going to call up the cooking ministry, elderly ministry, food distribution, and before church prayer, if y'all will come on the stage. And I will introduce you to them, and they will share their group with you guys, Mr. McKinley as well, if you'll come and do the Sunday morning prayer. They're going to share a little bit about their groups. These are some specialized groups within our church, and they just help us. Some of these are helping groups. Some of these are praying groups, visiting the elderly. So I will go first with you guys, and y'all are here for the cooking ministry.
So I don't mess up. My wife wrote down what to say. I'm Charles, and this is Azra. This team cooks and delivers typically 3 meals for church members or those that may be closely tied to a church member. If you can't cook, you can still be part of this team. Meals can be bought or even frozen, ready to heat. Or you can help the cook team deliver the meals. Talk to me or my wife if you have any questions, or you can stand up at the church.
Amen. And so you can also join that team right now on the Church Center app. The beautiful thing about joining the Church Center app is you can communicate with them directly any time of the day or week, because the messages go to the group leaders. So join the cooking ministry. We have the elderly ministry led by Miss Ashley.
Okay. Yes. I'm Ashley. We go to Heritage Manor, which is a nursing home, the third Saturday of each month. We go, and of course our group is wonderful, the ones that come and help. And we have someone that cuts hair every other month. So if anybody has the gift of haircuts, they have so many men that want to look fly and good. So if y'all have a gift of hair cutting, we really would need that for the every other month that Mr. John cannot come. We give services. Mr. McKinley and Miss Lynette give a word. And I love the worship. I like to dance with the elderly people. We have one woman that just gets down, literally, ways I can't. So they love it. They have fun. We paint nails. We make them look beautiful and feel beautiful. And sometimes we have donations, like some crochet blankets that was donated, and clothes that's donated. So if anybody has anything like that that they would like to donate to this ministry, I am all open arms to anything, because they love the gift of anything you bring. It's like shopping for them. If y'all have a gift of just loving on people, we want y'all. We need. I would like to branch off to other nursing homes. They have people there that are just lonely and sad, and you know, we need to go in there and show the love of Christ to all of them. And the more people we have to be a part of it, the more there's hundreds of people that are in their rooms that cannot come out. So we want to go visit. And not just the nursing home, we visit homes too. So we need more people to be involved, to where people that don't get out their house, we can go visit and pray with them, drink coffee, you know, all the things. So if y'all want to love on people, I would love to have y'all with our elderly ministry. We need more people.
Another ministry group you can join is our food distribution, which happens Mondays. We get tons of food from Walmart and Sam's that we hand out to our community as well as our church members. You're welcome to join us, and Miss Tammy leads that.
Hi. So on Monday mornings, we come. We hear about 9 o'clock. Pastor Ted goes get the food, and we set it up in the kitchen for everyone to come and shop and get what they need. We also clean. We help clean our church to make it look nice for everyone to come and worship the Lord. So we also do that. So if anybody would like to join us on Mondays, look me up.
I loved how she said it's our church. This church gets redone on Monday mornings to get ready for Wednesdays, and then we redo that again on Thursday mornings to get ready for Sundays, because we're doing so many programs as well. And then on Sunday mornings at 9:30, Mr. McKinley leads a prayer group here in the conference room next door.
I want to thank the pastor and Jeremy. Y'all gave me a confirmation this morning. And I thank God. That's what prayer is all about. Prayer is spending time with God. And I always tell people who come in there, don't worry about your prayer. It's between you and God. That's a relationship you have with God. We just got to learn how to trust God, obey God, you know, and let him guide us. And that's what it's all about. Don't worry about what you can't have the greatest prayer like someone else have, because with your prayer is with God. He wants that personal relationship with you. And sometimes we get in there, just be quiet, like today. So we got to just focus on what God's trying to tell us, not worry about what someone else is trying to tell us. Focus on God's word, because you say faith is the substance of things to hope for, but the evidence of things not seen. So we have faith and trust in God. We should learn how to listen to him, obey him, and trust him, and he will lead us the way he wants to go.
Thank you, guys. That's every Sunday. I mean, his group is every Sunday at 9:30. Now, we have a couple of unique groups. So Ms. Azra is going to stay on stage, as well as we're going to ask Ms. Nicole. On Saturdays, once a month, we have two different groups that meet. One is called Hope Abounds, and one is a parenting group. And I'm going to let them share, because I will flub this up. So on what they're teaching, the church is open. Child care is not provided for these. However, you're welcome to come. So here we go.
Hi again. Hope Abounds is our mental health support group. It's peer-led. That means I am a part of it as well as the leader. We have a time of sharing. We're kind of all-inclusive. If you deal with depression, anxiety, grief, even addictions, you know, I have the tools to be able to send you in the right direction. But we share, we have a time of sharing with each other our struggles, and then what we do is we go back behind that and we learn some healthy coping skills and mechanisms so that we can walk in the freedom and the healing that God has for us in those areas, because he truly does have healing for all the past traumas in our lives. So that's what we do. We meet on the second Saturday of the month at 10:30 in the ladies' room. We do have a locked door policy, and it is a safe place. We are bound by HIPAA laws, and so we are, you know, very secretive almost in a manner, just to be able to be safe for you guys. If you get here late, all you have to do is text me, and I'll go open the door. So,
hi, I lead the parenting support group. And we all know that it takes a village to raise a child. And so this is our village. On the fourth Saturday of each month at 10 o'clock, we come together to encourage each other, parents of kids of all ages up into college years. And so we meet, we motivate, encourage, and support each other. We follow the intentional parenting curriculum, and we welcome everyone to come out.
And so those meet on specific Saturdays. You can circle one of those, or if you're really good, go and just join them. All of these groups are available on the Church Center app. And then our last sort of section this morning, we have started this intentionally. The Smiths, Jeremy and Amber Smith, led a group, but now we are adding just a couple of more. So we have asked Jeremy and Amber to lead our small groups that are meeting once a month in houses throughout the community. So Jeremy, if you would come and share that, and then if you are leading one of those groups, I know Mr. Melvin, Mr. Grace, and Ted and I don't see Savannah. So here we go.
Yeah, so the heart of small groups in the home is to do just that, to have people in our home and do life with each other. So, you know, one of the three tenets of the church here is to disciple, and part of discipling is to live life together, not just at church on Sundays or on Wednesdays, but to live life together, you know, in our normal environment. So that's what we do. We have the first Friday of every month at our house in Gray. Right now we're having, you know, it's usually between 15 and 20 people. Child care is provided. It's usually like we tell them to go in the back in the room and not make too much noise. Usually there's a teenager there. Our kids, everyone has survived so far. We eat a meal. Usually I cook a meal, or sometimes we have a potluck. We eat, we hang out. Then we have a Bible study. Right now we're finishing up a series in Ecclesiastes where we're talking about numbering our days and the wisdom of acknowledging that everything is vanity under the sun, that this is a temporary life, and that we gain a lot of wisdom from acknowledging that this is not the end, but that God has something so much bigger and better for us as we move on, and how that shapes our life and our worldview and how we treat each other. And so it's been really good. We love doing life with the people in this church, and it's really great. It's great for anybody, for people that are here on Wednesdays and Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays, come on Fridays. But we've got five little kids, and we live in Gray, and so it's hard for us to get all the way over here now that our kids are in school for every Wednesday night and stuff like that. So it's great on a non-school night. If you're busy and you can't always make it on a Wednesday, come on a Friday. You don't have to wake up as early the next day, and you can get poured into, and you can pour back into other people, because we do a Bible study, we watch a video, and then it's an open discussion. We let, you know, anybody that feels inspired to share where they're at or ask questions, what they're struggling with, and so we kind of bounce off of each other.
And so they're going to lead that. Theirs is the first Friday in Gray. Ted and I are opening our home on the third Friday, and it's going to be the same. Whatever they're teaching, we're piggybacking off of them. It's just going to be in a different location and a different week. So for us, we live in Bayou Blue. Ours will be the third Friday of the month at 6:30. We will cook food, and we will have childcare, loosely like they have childcare. And so we have teenagers. We're going to throw them all in a room and see what happens. You know, like, it'll be crazy. But we're just doing that to get to know you guys. And then I'm going to speak for T. Lynn, again, who was away at drill. They are starting, they're going to study the same thing we're all studying on stage, but their group is intentionally for people 18 to 25. We are starting that group back up. It's called Amplify, because we don't want to lose kids as soon as they leave our youth group. We want them to follow Jesus for the rest of their life, and so that just helps that group to sustain and grow in Christ. They meet the first Friday of every month as well. So reach out, join them, circle them if you're in that age group, 18 to 25. And then Mr. Melvin and Miss Grace will be leading that same study, but in a different way.
We're excited. This is the first time that we're actually doing this. My name's Melvin. This is my wife, Grace. And we're trying to be intentional, because God called us to be stewards of what he's given us, and he's blessed us so gratefully. And so we're offering our home, and we're going to do the group, a small group, intentionally for seniors. So if you're a senior, maybe 55 and above, I imagine, you're welcome. And unfortunately, we don't have child care. Hopefully, I don't know if any of your seniors have small children. But we'll be meeting on the second Friday of each month, and we'll be sharing the same Bible study. So feel free to come and join us, and we'll be glad to have you.
Yeah. I just want to say one thing. I am very excited about doing this. I am. I've never had an opportunity to do something like this before. Well, we were asked to do something like this before. We wasn't really ready to do it at that time. But now we are. We feel that we are. But with God's help, just like a pastor said, and have faith, we can do anything, right? So we're going to bring God in and just ask him to work with us and do what we can. We're just excited about it, Lord. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
So those are our groups. The intention of these groups is that by next year they'll all split apart, because so many of you are coming, that we'll grow some more group leaders, and then those group leaders, by next year you'll see 8 groups, and then by next year you'll see 16, and next year you'll see 32. So join one of them with the intentionality, hey, let's do this in 6 months. Let's open our home up to the community. We would love for that to happen. So I hope this has helped you in some way. So all you have to do is circle one of them, circle a group, circle a thing. You can join it right now on the Church Center app, and you can get your name. Just they're outside right now. There will be a table with people waiting to just grab your forms from you, and we will personally put you in on the Church Center app. Or if you want to do it yourself, do it right now and join a group. Can we pray together? In fact, would you stand to your feet? We're going to bless you this morning and pray over you. We love speaking. I love preaching. But you know what? A group is better, because you get to meet people. You get to hang out. The Bible says iron sharpens iron. There is nothing like on Monday mornings. I'm a big part of the food distribution team, and we're all talking together, praying for each other. There have been times where we just stopped and prayed for a situation in one of our lives. That wouldn't happen necessarily on a Sunday morning. A lot of times that's where restoration happens, but discipleship, that happens here in these small groups. And so we want to encourage you, show up tonight. Just take a big step of faith. Say, hey, I'm going to show up at Aggies. I'm not skating, so, you know, because I will die. But just come and fellowship. Come and meet someone and be intentional about doing more than just Sundays together. Say, you know what? I want to grow my faith. So we're offering a challenge. Join a small group and you get your name in. The other part of the challenge is in your bulletin this morning or on our Bible app. Start reading the Bible. It's amazing. There's a guy that speaks before. I am being intentional. I walk our neighborhood for 30 minutes, and I'm listening to the Bible. So I'm like, have the Bible blasting, because I don't like those things in my ear. And so I'm blasting the Bible as I'm walking. So I'm like, I'm getting healthy, and then also I'm getting spiritually, like Ms. Hazel said, I'm putting God first. And he explains all of the scripture that you'll hear, this guy that we're reading together. And then you hear the word of God. And it's just encouraging join us. Start fasting with us on Mondays. Be intentional. Lord, we pray, God, for us, that we are so thankful, Jesus, that you were intentional towards the cross. You knew what you had to do, and then you followed that plan. God, I pray that in our areas of finances, God, in the area of our health and in our faith, next week we're going to learn about our family, and the week after about marriages, Lord God. And Lord, I just pray, God, those things are essential to who we are. God, we don't want to be a person at the end of our days that intended to do something. God, help us to get busy about being intentional right now. God, so we step out in faith and just join a small group. We're going to commit to being in community with other people. I know that, God, for some of us, that can be really scary. We've been hurt. Things have happened. But, God, you have called us to walk together. God, it helps us. It encourages us. It builds our faith. God, for others, help us to commit to reading the Word, fasting, praying, worship. God, those disciplines that are so good for us, for when storms come, God, we have built our life on the rock that is Jesus Christ. God, I bless your people. God, I speak a blessing. God, I pray an encouragement over each one of them as they walk out of these doors. God, that they will feel the life of God rise up in them, and that they will do the work of God that you have called them to. God, I thank you that each one of us in this room is a child of the God, and we have a part to play in your kingdom purposes. Right here, God, right here in this part of this world, at this time, God, you have called us and you have assigned us. God, we give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. Go and turn that paper into the table. Go get a $5 Hope Community shirt. When you do, go put your name in the basket for a $100 gift card. And we will see you tonight at Aggie's for 6:30. At 6:30 right here at Aggie's, I think it's in Berg, sort of on the east side. So make sure you get one of these papers. If somebody's missing and you know they're missing, grab one for them too.